meetings now.
We can't get rid of you.
Star 2. Pound.
You hit the table and made my handwriting look bad.
Batter.
Batter. Pancake batter. All right. July 11th. And we need to begin a general session, approve the agenda. You had the agenda sent out to you. It was a little late. Chris was off. His daughter had cut her hand, so he's had some issues.
Well, if that's anyway, the case, I'd like to make a motion to accept the agenda.
You guys saw it earlier. All right. John moves to accept
second.
The agenda.
Second.
Terry Piskey seconds. There are copies of the agenda if you didn't see it. Right there. You got it?
It's handed out properly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Bye.
45 years. We're getting it.
All right. Public comments. Anybody have anything to say?
We're in Victoria.
Okay.
The WCAA has added a new item to their calendar this year, and we would request use of the fire station on October 10th. All I see on the calendar, the WSTA calendar, is that there's a board meeting, and we probably need it from 3 or 4 o'clock till 8 o'clock, time to be determined once our committee gets together.
What's the event?
We're going to have a fall chili fest potluck.
Good. Okay.
We haven't done that for a long time.
All right.
October what?
October 10th.
So then I would just... Oh, go ahead. That's right.
So as soon as possible, the board can approve this meeting or next meeting, so we can take it to our membership, so our committees can get working on it. Thank you.
Anything else?
No.
Roger.
I just wanted to point out this thing. A couple of you guys noticed it. We got the T-shirt donated by someone that I know, Tim McFarland and Gary Honeycutt, both firefighters. I asked them to take care of putting it into a shadow box. They actually donated the money for, you know, all of buying it and getting it done. And so, you know, I'd like a note in a minute. Big kudos to them for, you know, not only offering to do it, but then offering to pay for whatever the expense was.
That is sharp.
And so the 2-year anniversary was a couple of weeks ago. On the square, we had a small presence there, 3 or 4 firefighters, and anywho, I just wanted to point that out and the effort that the firefighters put together.
Okay, Roger, thanks. That was
that's nice. Really great.
Who did the work?
Tim McFarland and Jerry Heineken.
Anybody else? Okay, well, we discussed in the... executive session, we had some conversations about the smoothing out the treasurer's activities and adding some people. He'll include that in his treasurer's report about adding Dan as a signer on the checking account. And basically, things are pretty quiet. So, secretary's report.
The minutes from the annual meeting were sent to the webmaster for posting. Minutes from the May meeting was sent to the board for review, posted up on the website, and the audio file for May. The May meeting was not available, it's when we're still learning to use this thing. June minutes were also sent out to the board for review and posted on the website with an audio file, and I did receive a couple of corrections. Those were applied. We purchased 32 chairs, 10 tables from Costco. Those were available for Walker Day. Thanks to Rudy, who met the driver. When the tables were delivered to the station, that saved me a trip up. And then we approved $2,000 for that expense, $2,000 for the expense. The total cost was $1,443.91. And it was, for the tables, about $924 and then $519 for the chairs. The annual filing with the State of Arizona Corporation Commission has been completed, and I've also renewed our trademark names for the next 5 years with the State of Arizona, Secretary of State. A copy of the members eligible to vote for the annual meeting was forwarded to Victoria for her request at the student board meeting. And I did review the audio file and the minutes from the April meeting. And Your actual question in that was, could you clarify in May there is not going to be a bingo?
So it was a bingo comment.
It was. Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So the minutes are correct. I didn't make any changes to those. And that's all I've got for everybody right now.
Beautiful.
So in April, they're now audible, or what's the right word?
Sure. I listened to the audio file in there.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's about 37 minutes in, short 38 minutes in.
Okay. Thank you.
Beautifully done, Bryce.
I think the motion that we're looking for is to dispense with the reading of the minutes.
Yeah, I'd like to go ahead and dispense with the reading.
It's been moved and seconded to dispense with the reading of the minutes.
Any questions?
Call for a vote. All in favor of dispensing with the reading of the minutes?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Treasurer's report?
Yes. Bill indicated that we've had some difficulties recently and in the short term past with payments not being made on a timely basis. Part of it related to the fact that I'm not a full-time resident here and available to authorize and sign checks. We do have a backup with Christy McFarland. She's been kind enough the last 3 or 4 years to play that role as an assistant. Unfortunately, there was a situation where she was absent, I was absent, and some payments weren't made. So we have now gone to our new board member, Dan, who is a permanent resident. I've asked him if he would be willing to, and he has accepted that. And so we're in the process of getting Country Bank to get all the paperwork squared away, Dan to sign, Bill to sign, and get him authorized. So we think that we now will have, between Dan and Christy as a backup, that we'll have somebody here in the community that can pay these emergency-type situations and prevent any embarrassment for us. Moving over to the June results, obviously just a real, real outstanding month as a result of Walker Day. Walker Day was a great success. I know that John will probably have something to say about it. Bill will probably have some comments to make about it. But the total income for the month of June was $32,000 against a $9,500 budget. So we were almost $23,000 favorable, better than budget. On the expense side, our expenses were very, very low, $3,600. Against a budget of $10,700, so we were $7,000 favorable on the expense side, bringing the total net income to just under $30,000 favorable. So a good start to the month. Obviously, Walker Day really hit a home run. The new budget has been put together. Roger participated. I did get some feedback the last 6 weeks, Bill has provided some input for it. Adam, our accountant, and myself went over all those inputs. We put together a budget about 5 days ago. What we are reflecting on the June statement, the income statement, is the reflection against the new budget. Adam was supposed to provide a copy of the new budget in the package that he emailed out. Maybe that didn't happen. If not, I will make sure that all of you receive a copy of that so that you know where we stand. It's not much different from the 2015 budget, the 2014-2015 fiscal year. We do have some things that are time sequenced in there, mostly those that Roger can pinpoint. That are expenses that tend to come in on certain months. So the time phasing, I think, is a little bit more effective. But overall, it's not much different from the last fiscal year. No major surprises. That's it. That's the treasurer report.
Okay.
I think, Steve, part of the, what do you have, what's the income here for June? You're showing it at 20.
The total income, $32,000.
$32,000. I think a big part of that is the restricted donations for the water tender.
There,
that's a part of it.
That's true,
and then,
yes.
And then there are contributions that are still carrying over from May, from
the
annual meeting and newsletter. So the June income, let's see, if I see the contribution at 10,935, does that include the restricted?
No.
So,
restricted,
so there was there was almost $11,000 worth of contributions that came after the end of the fiscal year.
That is correct.
And so that's $11,000. That's the imbalance that we have with the income and the budgeting process. Sometimes it comes in May, sometimes.
Well, what we talked about, you're absolutely correct, Bill. We had talked about was maybe for this fiscal year, we need to publish the newsletter maybe a month earlier.
Okay.
So that we don't get that
bleed over. It's okay. It's nice to have the money, but
it would be nicer to try and keep it within the fiscal year.
And we certainly have the cushion, you know, in terms of the cash available to to slow down if the donations in June slow down.
Absolutely.
Okay. And then the restricted donations are listed at, what, 11,900?
11,900, which I think reflects the big deposit that Mark Heron made, the contribution that he has signed up for from the Big Cloud community.
I think there's other monies there, too. So, I'm sorry. There were monies made prior to June.
Oh, yes, there were.
In there. So we don't know what that restricted, do we know what that restricted fund has in it now?
I can tell you, I can go back to
the board meeting, there were, the annual meeting, I'm sorry, there were six donations made, and then that day Mark made the seventh one.
Okay.
So I think it was seven plus 11,900.
Okay, so you're nearly $20,000.
Correct.
For that, okay. Yeah. All right. Okay, I'm sorry. Is anybody else have any questions for Steve?
No, I think it was beautifully laid down, though. Really, really nice. And at this time, I'd like to do the
compliments. They're much appreciated.
They're kind of flowing today.
Yeah.
Keeping it going. Make a motion that we accept
it's flowing already.
Are you going to move
to
Donald Trump for presidency?
Okay, we have a motion by John Terafisky, second.
All it is, man.
Accept the treasurer's report. Any discussion about the treasurer's report? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, fire chief report.
All right. The version I emailed that to you had a mistake. It said four calls. There were only two, both medical in nature. Training. We did car fires and ropes training. And I know here we continue to have very high participation, mid-teens, for our trainings out of, you know, about 24, which is consistently a very high turnout. Personnel severity patrols have ended for the year. Assistant Chief Keegan has started going to paramedic school at Yavapai College, right? This is a monumental undertaking, including the time involved, and I think he should be commended for this.
That's great.
It is, you know, kind of not necessarily for the minutes, but just an onerous undertaking in terms of classroom time, and then he's got to work 1,000 hours in the hospital. That's absurd. Anyway, so we were grateful for his sacrifice. But anyway.
And then is there any, you know, we had a short discussion about reimbursement for his expenses for the education.
Well, he and I talked about that at length at one point, and he's never circled back to ask. I very generically said, well, maybe we could chip in for about a third, not wanting to, you know, speak grossly out of turn. But, I mean, the situation is clearly such where, you know, he's not here as a stepping stone to go work for a city department or whatever.
Sure.
I mean, I think it makes sense. Again, we had a very, very specific discussion when he was looking at different places to take it, but he hasn't, you know, come back. If you know, that's...
Go ahead. No, it's fine.
I think he kind of thought the answer was no.
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay. The answer from us?
Yeah. Well, so you said something at Locker Day to him.
Yeah.
In passing or something. But
Yeah, okay.
I thought we brought this up at a previous meeting.
Yeah,
we had
this discussion in terms of general terms of reimbursement for education expense that benefits the Walker Fire, that we want the education to be completed, and then we'll be doing reimbursements. So I think that was the question, whether it wasn't a flat say, no, we're not going to reimburse. But
do we have a rough idea of what we're talking about?
I don't know. We have to
see. I think the all-in is about 4,000 or so.
It might be a little more.
Okay. I mean, I'm not sure why he thought the answer was no. The last discussion we had was maybe we can kick in about a third. If we decide to do more than that, that's great. But historically, the modern version of the fire department, we have covered like refresher training for the EMTs, which is, you know, small potatoes compared to what we're talking about. I mean, it's a couple $100. So this would be, I think, a different thing. Not that we shouldn't do it. I think we should to some degree, but...
Didn't we offer this for the EMTs also in terms of paying for the education for the EMTs?
Four or five years ago.
I think, well, this is certainly something that I don't have any objection to.
No, I think it's the right thing to do.
I will say, you know, you're talking about a third. I think at least this has such a huge benefit to the community. This is something we've asked for a long time. Boy, if we're not paying for at least half that, we're not doing our job. So.
I'm not talking about percentages, I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, part of the equation was not wanting to set an expectation you know, that we couldn't meet for whatever reason. I mean, I don't know what you all want to do. I mean, maybe the thing to do is, if you want to, I can talk to Mark in between board meetings, and then we can, as a board, decide what it is that we want to do at the next meeting.
Sure. I think this is probably a good topic for an executive session in terms of how we want to address that kind of thing. Okay. So, but I think it is certainly in the realm of possibility, you know, for reimbursement.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I just think that's a tremendous amount of time.
Sure.
Yes.
You better. Whether it's something that you personally may benefit from, who knows?
Yeah, no, I agree. Okay. I think, but like I say, that's something we can discuss. Right? But I think that there's support for it.
Okay. Next up, communication. This summer, we'll be implementing the Active 911 app for our smartphones. This will provide notification to firefighters when there's a call. By the way, this is not in what I emailed out.
I was going to say, where in the world are you reading?
The big advantage here is notification of people in Phoenix when there is a fire without my wife having to call them. Fires are a minimum 5 to 6 hour engagement, so the drive up from Phoenix is worth the time. The cost is $10 to $12 per firefighter per year. Not every firefighter has a smartphone. Not every firefighter will want this, so it will be relatively inexpensive. I believe adding $200 to the communication budget line would be a conservative estimate. So we'll start to roll that out. There's coordination through TRCC, the dispatch center, but they said they can accommodate this. They already do for Prescott Fire and Central Yavapai. So we'll start to roll that out during the course of the summer. Fleet. So to John's point earlier, we've had no update on the water truck to be potentially donated. I have an email in to Mark for an update. The issue is what happens if we sell the truck for substantially lower than what the donor is looking to realize as a write-off. We have provided no tax advice. We asked a question that we don't know the answer to and suggested he find out from a qualified tax professional. The other thing for the fleet, we need to start taking our trucks in for annual servicing. This should start soon and is usually our largest operational expense. I have an email in to Dominic about when we can start the ball rolling here. FEMA grant to the Chiefs Association, same as last month. We've taken delivery of some of the equipment purchased from the overage award. Still waiting on the masks. Last item, facilities. The garage door that was originally ordered would have been too low to be functional. Dan, as in Doherty, may have more detail on the project with as, when it might be completed. I didn't realize he wasn't going to be here, so that's as much as I know.
I know a little.
Okay.
And I think he pronounces his name Doherty.
Doherty,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
There, yeah.
I still think he's wrong.
I think he's wrong.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, the fleet. In terms of being the largest expense, it's an important expense. You're, I think, saving us lots of money by doing this.
Well, I'm warning Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Warning shot.
Yeah. And with Dominic, when do the other departments take theirs in generally in terms of, scheduling issues with him? Does he have,
like, it's still kind of hot and dry and we can still have some problems.
Is this a good time for us to take our fleet in? Rather than like later in October, November?
I don't know that there is a good time. I mean, you haven't done this, going back through the start of, my predecessor's
right.
time in this position. The extent to which they are busy doesn't seem to be obviously cyclical.
Okay.
It really just ebbs and flows. I mean, stuff can break any time.
Sure.
Arguably, wildfire season is a good time if other departments have trucks out.
Right.
But it's also getting a lot of use, and so they could come back as being broken. I mean, that's kind of, to borrow a term from a different world, it's kind of lumpy in terms of what their volume is.
Okay. So they would, if we have a truck in there for service and they have a truck that's broken, we're going to get pushed a little bit further back. And then,
That has happened before. I don't know that that's every time, but that's happened before.
Okay. And hopefully we don't have anything in that garage that's really valuable. So
I looked through it when I noticed there was no door.
There's
nothing.
Yeah. Nothing real bad. Homeless people aren't living in there. Mm-hmm. Anybody else have any questions for Roger?
No. And the door will figure it out. The guys that were going to put the door in, the new garage door, basically said that when they realized it was going to be too low, we will come up with a new estimate. They figured for a couple $100, they can put in something called a zero clear door, something like that. So we'll work it out.
Mm-hmm. All right. And your training, Roger, I'd like to tell you, I was really impressed with those guys that were there. I was here that day. I don't know why in the world I was here. And they're sweating in that stupid, those turnouts.
Yeah.
And they had the face masks on, and it was hot. And they were, having a good time. I mean, what's wrong with those guys? middle deficiencies or what?
Hopefully, Rudy, I don't know what the hell you're doing on there, man, but that's making me uncomfortable. But
board member stabbing the fire chief.
Hopefully, in all seriousness, part of it, we focus on kind of four different things: safety, serving the community, learning stuff, and just as important as having fun. And hopefully, the group has fun with the trainings. I believe that they do. Fun is, priority.
Yeah, it was
my volunteer.
Yeah, well, we sent the little email out, but he couldn't send the pictures in the email. He had to make it links. For some reason, whatever the carrier is that he does it, you have to click on the link. And then we put your Facebook page in there. I know you went like that, flinched when I called it your Facebook page. So I don't know if that increased the number of likes that you've had on that Facebook page. I don't know. How many do you have?
We just got a couple, two or three. That was it. It's, I don't know the exact number. It's like 350 or 360.
Oh, that's a lot. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what. That was a lovely, beautiful laid down fire chief report.
I'll put that fan right in front of me.
What do you want, John? What do you want?
What happens when it hits?
I said there's just enough tension and ambiguity.
Can we have a gag order in there?
Wow. So I like this. It's this time.
I've already mentioned
it. Okay. Man, I gotta get to the point. Okay.
I lost my agenda.
All in favor?
All right. You can have my agenda if you need it.
Oh, I got it here.
Pilots, Johnny.
Okay.
Boost the strike.
Oh, it's too late. Committee reports, starting with fundraising here in terms of. Do you want to talk about the Walker Day real quick? Or
Great. It was a great day. It was a lot of fun. And again, like I mentioned earlier, that everyone here had some part of it. Rudy took a big chunk, and Steve walked around and collected money, which took that basically just one piece I didn't have to do. But I was surprised how many people really stepped up. Timmy's husband's same last name, Bob Reed?
Sarah.
Say again.
Stairwell.
Okay. All right. Boy, they stepped up and put about 20 hours into the yard sale. And yeah.
They were involved in everything.
Right. Myra did the baskets again, and she did the silent auction. All these people just stepped up kind of out of the blue. And
then
really
cleaned up afterwards,
yeah,
you know, to get things organized, the leftovers from the rummage sale to get
right
to the...
Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All that was... families. Lady and a couple of kids.
Right, came and boxed that all up, and you know, and it was done, and it was gone, and when Walker Day was over, it was cleaned, you know. Right, so that was, it was a great day, and I think for next year, all we're trying to do always is just try to increase the numbers a little bit. We could feed, we usually have product to feed about another 150 people than what we're feeding, and then it becomes a little bit of a parking logistic issue, but you know what, if we see that it's getting bigger, we will. I think next year, perhaps a different band, a bigger band with a bigger sound would be cool. And you know what? We just keep kind of tweaking it until it just gets to be a little bit more of a nice event. And
Rudy gave us good feedback, too, from the
vendors.
That was great that you went around and got that feedback for us.
I think half of those folks would probably come back next year.
Especially
the ones that are local. I mean, it's not a huge, huge selling event, but it's fun. It's outside. You give your business cards out, and that's half the work is done for next year already in terms of that. We know how many spaces we can put out. Right.
Okay. You know, I got a lot of comments because I was the one that, you know, like that. But I was talking to a lady that got sick, and then I went and got Mark and somebody else. Lady, you tell me. Recently, there were 7 firefighters.
Right.
There were 6 or 7 there. And I had a lot of comments about, geez, I've never seen anything like this.
Right, right.
Anyway, that was pretty cool. I understand that she's okay. Anyway, that was.
Well, it was a great day to get heat prostation.
We've ever had here.
Yeah.
Right.
So I was inside after the setting up. I was done. I was no more. I would have been the next victim for that.
Well, I was praying for no rain.
I'm awful heavy to put on a stretcher, I'll guarantee it. Right?
We hauled bigger. And we had, 2 people in the hole across the street?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We've never had 2 people fall in the hole off the street. So we will have a cone there now on.
Well, the cone doesn't help. I mean, they still back in.
Well, that way you're right. Then we have a run over cone and a person in the hole. Right?
Yeah. Okay, so the fundraising part of it was good. You know, like I say, we served about 300 meals, I think, 240 hamburgers, 50 hot dogs, and plus all the drinks and everything. The drinks were donated by Conrad.
Yep.
And then the church donated
the water.
We still have water left over back there.
Quite a bit. And Gene Tomac donates $300 bucks towards the food.
For the food. Yeah.
So when it's all said and done, most everything we sell is paid for.
Yeah, the food cost was like $700.
Right, right.
And then, at the end, then we distributed some of the other leftover stuff.
Yeah.
Got money back for that, too.
Oh, cool. And the last thing I'll say about fundraising is the next larger fundraiser, Firefighter Appreciation Day, we're scheduling for September 26th. And I'm sure we talked about this months ago, but that's the date that's out there if there's anything. And we know it's not Yom Kippur, so I think we're good. I mean, if you can think of any reason, it's a Saturday. That's the last Saturday in September, and that's usually what we shoot for.
No Pancake Day again?
That's right. Pick the day off. We'll give a nice big boost to October.
Okay.
Could I put that bridge out there for Walker Day. I should probably take that down. I don't want to leave it.
Take it down. I don't know where the people are going to park to use it.
No, it's that little one over there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's just, right. But, I mean, it's nice.
There's not really a lot of somebody falls out and breaks their
Okay. I wondered, that was a good idea, but in terms of people aren't, there's no place for people to park down there. Anyway.
One thing I'll say real quick, though, if you're pancake breakfast, I mean, you're always welcome to do it a week earlier. I think then it starts to get into a training day.
No. We have the traditions, and then if we have to interrupt it because you're interrupting it with another function here,
right?
That's fine.
I think so, too.
Because there's, and I'll have to think about it. I don't know that I want to cook pancakes in the morning while I'm roasting that stupid thing.
I wouldn't want to. My thought is we put the word out early that there will not be a pancake breakfast in September, and people will come in August, and more will come in October, realizing that that's not
And I'm not sure how many, and then October the key club guys come. So.
I want to say something before we get off of this topic, and that was the handling of the artist colony out there. Rudy went above and beyond.
He, I don't think he spent more than 4 minutes in his own booth. Between him and Keith and me and a guy named Gary that I'd never met.
Yeah.
I don't know how many tents we helped put up down there to help them back up and everything, but he was going around like crazy. He just not.
I'm glad you've done it before.
There was a lot of help everywhere. People were going to help.
But it was beautiful.
Myra had help. Victoria helped with my room. She set that stuff up. Everybody was out there doing stuff. So, all right. I'm going to change my boilerplate and cross out the bylaw part of this thing. But the committee report, that was just an example. Firewise, we don't have Lauren here. I don't know what's going on with Firewise.
Are you upcoming?
Are you in touch with Lauren about the shipper days and things like that? Okay.
But I thought I saw an email that came out recently, something about shipper.
I think that they used the money from the Sunday, Saturday for
shipper day. Okay. Maybe that was it. That's what I know. Okay.
All right. We had a lot of volunteers, but Bob and Timmy Stairwell, they were on top of things.
Yeah.
For sure. They came up Thursday for a few hours. They stayed Thursday. They stayed all day Friday. And then they were there all day Saturday. So, good for them. Walker Days, we've already talked about it, so the whole business now. Walker Days, we've already talked about it. Facility maintenance. Dan's not here. I thought he was going to be here. But he's, stepping up to do these things, so he's going to get the door fixed. We need to paint the interior for the fire department this needs to be painted in there, I think. The inside of the firehouse. Is it getting kind of grody in some places?
Yeah, I don't know that that's
not the right
gotten
word.
Much worse than, recently. It's never been, the interior has not been painted since I've been with the department. So maybe a fresh coat would be on there.
Okay.
Sure.
And since we're talking about paint, I bought enough paint to do this addition. There's 2 extra gallons. We could do that whole outside building if we wanted it to match. It would be a pretty easy job.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, so get a hold of Dan. So Dan's a single point of contact
for
this kind of stuff, so we don't have everybody running off doing a little bit of something. And then Dan Halk is always involved in this, too, because he's here all the time, but he's not necessarily involved with the building so much as he is with the fire trucks. The bridge project. Did Todd call you, Todd White, the supervisor for that project? I stopped. I called Roger and asked him if he'd had any contact with anybody from the bridge, and he had not. So I stopped down there. Todd White is the superintendent for this project, and I asked him if he had been in touch with you, and he had not. And I gave him your number, and I sent you his number too. So he's a nice enough guy, but I don't know, for some reason somebody must have fed him something that we're going to be like monsters because he didn't want to use our parking lot. And I told them they have a cell phone booster here. They have Verizon phones. They've been driving down the road to use their cell phones. There's no reason in the world why they can't come up here and do that. So I don't know why he hasn't reached out and tried to find us and explain what's going on. They had a drill problem. The first drills that they had down there were too small. They couldn't handle the rock. They're surprised that there's rock down there. Well, it's blue granite. It's blue granite, and you need diamond.
Whatever it was, they underestimated what they needed, and they had a grill stuck in the ground there, so when I stopped, he was waiting for the new drill,
and that's that big thing that's down there now. So they have to drill 4 feet into the rock and have four bases and all that sort of stuff, so we're not getting much communication from them in terms of what's happening, when it's going to be completed or anything like that, so... I told him, if you're going to call for help, it's going to be us. It's going to come for the 911 call if you get somebody hurt down there. So, it doesn't make sense that he doesn't call. Anybody else talk to anybody down there at the bridge project? Okay. The budget, we already went through the budget. We'll have to see the actual document. And I think, Roger, is this $200 you're talking about for the app, the iPhone app, is that something you've already communicated to Steve in terms of adding it into the budget? And I don't know, $200 might be a little shy if you're having 24 firefighters at $10 a piece.
No, they're not all in the valley, though, right?
Yeah, but that's everywhere. The guys out in Prescott Valley and every place.
Oh, not everyone has a smartphone.
Yeah.
And not everyone will want it.
Okay.
Right. And I misunderstood. I thought this was just for people that are in the area.
No, it's most useful. In
people up here are in radio range, but I mean, I think anyone who wants it should have it on their phone. Not everyone will, and not everyone has a phone.
Well, you know, I'm almost right. Just as an observation, I'd prefer that you overestimate the cost,
okay.
And then so we don't have to come back and say, hey, well, look, we only budgeted $200 and we're $250. So, you know, think about it. If you haven't already thought about it, I think it's probably you could be absorbed in your budget anyway, right?
Where it's all under communications, I think the only thing we have there is the PRCC expense of $5,000. So if I'm right about that, you know, it's small enough that it actually falls into the discretionary dollar thing. Again, it's just kind of a warning for Steve.
Yeah, I think it's good to have an item for it, you know, so because it's an expense that you're going to have recurring. Does communications also include radios, radio replacements, and parts and things like that?
There's a separate line for equipment.
Okay.
And there's no equipment here.
In terms of equipment, but in terms of the radios, is that part of your communication budget with the sub-budget, sub-item underneath it?
I don't know if it's under communications, under the PRCC expense, but there is a specific box for communications equipment versus however we're labeling PRCC, which is
which is
this would be more in line with the PRCC expense.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I think, and are there any other issues in the budget that, like, you had expenses for that weren't necessarily covered in the budget specifically and we had to come back to during the year?
The only thing that is remotely in that ballpark is when we're awarded these matching grants.
Okay.
And so, you know, assuming that we're going to get them, I'm too superstitious for that, but...
Yeah.
That's really about it. And if we get them again, you know, then we'll have to, I think it makes more sense to proceed that way. I mean, we can do whatever you want, but in terms of getting a grant for such and such, and then
so you don't have a $50,000 item in the budget for grants that you might get.
Right.
You don't have anything in the budget for something that you might get.
Right.
You come back to us and we readdress it as you have the opportunity to participate.
Something we might have to do, and I'll circle back real quick, the garage door, I think we were looking at around 1,000. I think we approved that. Since it's a specialty door, the guy said a couple $100 more, it could be as much as 1,500.
Okay.
I hate to pay that much for a door, but we're here now and the other one's gone. So do we need to approve that as a board?
I think it's part of the budget, right? If you're going to put expenses for building maintenance,
I know in the past it was, if it was under 750, it didn't need board approval unless it was a line item budget or something like that. Okay.
Let's see here. I was looking back on, I got sidetracked making sure that we had the money that Roger was talking about on the communication on account 5040, and we do have the $5,000 in there for central dispatch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there would be another additional $250 or $200, whatever you want to do. And then for maintenance?
On maintenance and repair. We've got $2,400, and last year we only had $300.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, good. We're good.
Okay.
I just didn't want that to be.
So there's an extra $2,000.
Yeah.
Which I think you had requested.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, because there's going to be
things that need to be done. Yeah.
And there's no reason to have to keep going back, you know,
for
Dan to get things fixed.
And going back to your question of a few minutes ago, we've got that kicking in right now, so there's monies that are going to be showing up during this summer months for you to take care of the maintenance.
Yeah, it's in the budget.
Yeah,
I mean, that's consistent with our communication previously.
Right. Okay. Any other questions or any other comments about the budget? Or the old business, anything we need to talk about? Okay. Under new business, I'm going to add the Chili Fest. We just had a request here from Victoria earlier that they were going to come on the 10th. They would like to use the fire station for a Chili Fest. We have a motion to accept that.
Well, I'm would be the liaison, and I would always defer to Roger just to see if there's any conflict on the 10th. Any.
So that should be a board meeting day, not a training day. Mm-hmm. Then if it's the afternoon, I can't envision a reasonable contest.
Yeah, so it's fine.
Well, you have it
approved.
Do you have a WCAA board meeting that day, or regular meeting?
No.
Okay. So, all right. So, John, you move to.
Yeah, we'll approve that day, and then I also would.
Do we have a second? Second.
Okay. I'd also recommend that we put it on the WFPA website, just to announce that. That's a great function. We used to do that years ago, right? We have a chili cook-off every year, and we blended it with the Firefighter Appreciation Day, but that kind of fizzled, so it's nice to have its own day. And it'll be 2 weeks after the Firefighter Appreciation Day. There won't be a potluck, so people, or the breakfast, so people will be looking for some other food function. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, any discussion? Russ? No. Dave?
No.
Roger?
No.
No. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Community announcements. Anybody have any community announcements that haven't already been made? Carl?
I was lucky enough to get nominated to come tell you about the WCAA.
Okay.
What's going on? Last year we did a recipe calendar and with all the community, both of our events on it. So we're going to attempt to do that again. And what we'd like to do this year is feature the firefighters and their favorite recipes. So, I saw that, Roger.
Roger,
you want to put the phone number to your favorite call-out place or something? I do. A lot might depend on whether we can get 12 recipes. Mona City's kind of spearheading it, and like she did one already, and I gave her my Southern boy's favorite, red beans and rice.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Because it would be out of a can. Oh, yeah. It's out of a can and on a piece of bread. But, so if you wanted to put, like, a picture of a firefighter, she just happened to have this from a backpacking trip we did.
Yeah.
This is a mock-up. The recipe, and then she put just a little bio about the firefighter. So, we'll probably be... You don't think they'll go for it?
I like it, firefighter.
All your recipes are heavily in the food.
Hang on.
But anyway, we are a little worried it might not happen, so we will split their favorite recipe.
If you have all the firefighters just in a farm, it would help disproportionate that thing. Give it a little.
Have you looked at the age of our firefighters?
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. It'll be in a whole new direction.
It might be a way to spearhead a medical care.
or to get more volunteers.
So, I don't know. So, we were going to attempt, and that was kind of Mona's idea, to attempt to do it, and if we don't get them, we don't get them. Or maybe then, if we don't get recipes, maybe we'll just do pictures of you guys in your trainings or things like that. Would that be?
We'll make it happen.
You think?
Yeah.
And we thought we'd send an email out, and what we thought, on the other note, WCAAs, and we've been talking to Roger about this, we just want to do a thank you to the firefighters. So, after their training on August 15th, we are just doing a brunch for them. We're at our meeting today, get members to sign up for bringing brunch dishes and that, and they're going to get fed after their training. So at that time, what we were hoping is maybe we could send out prior an email for recipes, and maybe they could bring them with them to that function or something like that, too.
How
do we do this?
We can make it happen. So my wife does a calendar for her thing, and they're already, done with it. So you guys, if you want to get moving.
This is the problem.
Yeah.
I know. And
so
I'll
put an email out today, and we'll start getting...
Do you want to? Or do you want Mona to create one, or do you want to just...
It'd be nice
coming
for
you.
It seems like passive place resistance.
It does.
This email to group.
It does.
So I'll just put an email out.
Well, I appreciate that, Roger. That would be great. And if it doesn't happen this year, maybe it'll have to be for 2017.
Because with Mona's had spearheaded, I don't mean to interrupt.
But you did.
Mona had spearheaded this and thought of this at the end of last year, and with Richard's health, et cetera, and all of her personal
we were going to have it went to the wayside.
Perfect.
So we're hoping.
Don't split right away. I've got a couple of other questions.
Okay.
I've got
to okay. Well, thank you. Thank you. So I guess that's Tuesday. And then, of course, we have the Sunday, Saturdays. We have two more. The last one was great, and thank you for letting us use the fire station because there was some rain that day.
Yeah.
And it made it a little
right.
easier. And, so anyway, so we have two more of those.
Okay. And I think what Roger's comment was just, I don't be an old nag about this kind of thing, but these kind of conversations, when they're friendly like this, are great. Sometimes they can deteriorate. So that's why we've kind of established this discipline in these meetings so that they don't really get into personal conversations. So, yeah, talk to Roger afterwards, and I think that there's no objections to that. I see
and
that,
I did forget the funds for the calendar go to the Chippen Hall.
Chippen Hall is what you're funding. Okay. All right, other announcements in terms of, if I understand right, the 15th, you have a, you'd like to do a brunch for the firefighters after their training, and will it be a community event too? You want people to come to that,
no,
or you want
just for the firefighters?
All right, and so we don't necessarily announce that necessarily to the public, to the community. Okay. Okay. Public forum, different than the announcements. Do you have anything to say, address to the board, Victoria?
Yes, Russ. I appreciate you getting me that 40-page document for the voting on annual meeting. What I did not see on that was how the people who were giving their ballot complied with the code bylaw. So if you could forward something to me that indicated that they either contributed a dollar or more, or they paid dues, or they volunteered 5 hours, or they notified the board of their intent to be a member. But that was, I didn't see any column on that that indicated that.
Okay.
As to how they complied with the 2012 bylaws.
Okay. Anything else? Anything else? Victoria?
Nope.
Anything else? Okay. All right. In answer to your question in terms of the eligibility, there is no requirement to donate money in the previous bylaws. There is no requirement to donate out hours. There is no requirement to do anything other than to be a member. The bylaws that were in effect at the time used the word or, and they did not use the word and.
Correct.
Right?
They had to do A or B or C.
All right. Okay. If you have some issue with the bylaws that you don't think we operated correctly, I'm sorry. We're going to leave it stand the way it was. What you have is the list that we used. The only requirement, in my view, is that all we had to do is be a member. To be a member was ask for a ballot and be property owners.
That is the new bylaw.
That was the old bylaw as well. And this is what I'm talking about in terms of the discipline. You have your opinion about this, but it doesn't do any good for us to have a public argument about this. And if you have some difference from that and you want to do something about that, you do whatever you have to do. But in terms of the election and the process that we used, we believe that it was correct. And if there's... And so we were going to proceed as though it were correct. And if you have anything that you would like to do about that, then it has to be something more than just coming to the board and saying that you believe that the bylaws were violated in some way. So, brief discussion other than what I just said about any of these comments? Okay. Anybody on the board have anything else to say?
No.
No.
John?
I'd like to make a motion to end this meeting.
Johnny O moves that we adjourn.
Second. I was offering you a chance to say where you want to place lap.
All right.
don't want to take it away from you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
All right.
I'm going to turn off the recording.